Welcome to the Soul Talk Podcast. The Soul Talk Podcast is a daily podcast where we share spiritual insights on God's Word in 3 to 5 minutes. And now, your host, Corey House.
You are my all and all. You hear me when I call. No matter problems, great or small, I owe you everything.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Corey House, and I'm your host, and I want to thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Soul Talk. I mean, I think I love that, too. God, you are my all in all. And man, God is my all in all. Okay, sorry, I digress. I just got lost just for a moment. When you and I look at 2 Samuel and we read chapters 8 and 9, but particularly chapter 9, we see a lot of things. Well, one, David has many victories. I mean, victory after victory. You know, you can't think about but just to tell God thank you because, I mean, victory. I mean, listen. Yesterday was a victory. The day before that was a victory. The day before that was a victory. As a matter of fact, this whole month so far has been a victory. How do you know? Because the fact that we got up this morning, the fact that we're still here and able to tell it, to talk, is a testimony of how God is keeping us and how's God, because he keeps us. I mean, that's a victory within itself. Some people didn't make it as far as you have because they fell off the wagon or they weren't involved. Listen, you were inflicted, but yet you're still involved. Oh, yet you were infected, yet you're still involved. I'm just saying, inflicted or infected, I'm still involved because I've been inspired by the Word of God. Let that sit with you for a minute. I'm here to tell you, just to remind you that you have the victory. We have victory in Jesus. And so David is celebrating his victories, but he does say this. He says, listen, I want to honor my friend Jonathan. I want to, listen, is there anybody that's left here of the house of Saul? And they said, hey, yeah, there's the guy, the servant Ziba. And Ziba says, listen, so David and Ziba have a conversation. Is anybody left? Ziba says, yes, the grandson, Mephibosheth. Now listen, Mephibosheth is living in Lodabar. Lodabar means a place of nothing, a place without pasture. And yet he's crippled as well. But look at how God shows favor. God shows favor because he takes Mephibosheth, touches the heart of David, and says, Mephibosheth, you shall eat from my table, from the king's table. Mephibosheth, of course, bows down before him and says, hey, listen, I honor you or whatever, to pay respects as king. He said, listen, I'm of a dead dog. I mean, I'm done. I'm finished. I honor you. David says, listen, from this day forward, the land that Saul had, that part, listen, that's you. And Ziba, who was a servant to Saul, is going to be a servant to you. And you always can eat at my table. Now, listen, I think we can flip that and point to us that, you know what, there's nothing that we deserve, but God still grants you and I favor. We didn't do anything, but God gives us favor. And we're able to eat at his table. As a matter of fact, the Bible says he prepares a table before our enemies. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you, even though you may be in Lodabar, or we may be in Lodabar, we may feel like we're in a place of nothingness, or maybe we're in a place that's without pasture, where maybe we're in our Lodabar, maybe we're crippled. I'm here to tell you, God has his eye on us, and he still continues to favor his people. Just know that if you're living in Lodabar and if you're crippled, that God still shows you favor. Be blessed.
Now I need everybody to stop what you're doing and clap your hands. Let's go. Put it together. Let's go back to the drive. Let's work.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Soul Talk. We hope you found inspiration, insights, and a sense of connection as we studied God's Word together. Hey, your journey is important to us, and we're grateful that you are a part of it. If you enjoyed today's soulful dialogue, subscribe, rate, and share Soul Talk with your family and your friends. Hey, until next time, keep shining his light. Keep embracing the journey. Keep the conversations alive. This is Soul Talk, where God's word feeds our souls.